Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem Bet. The big question we will start off with today, and for the next set of Mizmorim, is who wrote Sefer Tehillim? The Gemara in Baba Batra notes that David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim with 10 Zikenim. Over the course of Sefer Sheni, the second book in Sefer Tehillim, we will see examples from David HaMelech, Mizmorei Nun Aleph through Ayin Bet, Asaf, Mizmor Nun, Yedutun, Mizmor Samech Bet, and the three sons of Korach who are featured in Mizmorei Mem Bet through Mem Tet. But didn't the sons of Korach die when their father Korach was swallowed up by the Pi Haaretz, the mouth of the earth? In fact, they did not. While at first Korach's three sons followed Korach's counsel, they parted from him at the time of the Machloket, and in the end, the three sons, Elkanah, Asir, and Abiasaf, did not die, as we learn from a pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar. In fact, when the earth swallowed up all of the people who had been involved in Korach's Eidah, including their father, the Midrash states that they, the three sons, opened up their mouths and uttered a song and composed this mizmor and the ones that follow. Rashi notes that Ruach HaKodesh rested on them, and they received nevuah on the upcoming exiles, which will help explain the reference to future events that is found in the mizmorim that bear their name. From Divrei HaYamim, we learn that the family of Korach were among the Sho'arim, the Levim who would open and close the gates of the Beit HaMikdash. Note that there is a second set of Mizmorim in Sefer Shlishi, the third book of Sefer Tehillim, that is attributed to them, and you can see parallels between both groups of Mizmorim. But let's turn our attention back to Mizmor Mem Bet with a disclaimer that Mizmor Mem Bet and Mizmor Mem Gimel are actually considered one long Mizmor and are in fact recited by Sfardim as one Mizmor on Sukkot. So our discussion today will make reference to both Mizmorim, and we will have the opportunity to see where phrases from these Mizmorim appear in various Tfilot and Piyutim on the second day, on tomorrow, when we look at the Mizmorim again. But for now, let's look at the structure of the Mizmor, and by so doing, we will see why the two are considered one. What is the theme of this Mizmor? It tells of someone who is accustomed to going to Yerushalayim as part of Aliyah LeRegel, but is no longer able to do so. There are three sections to the Mizmor. The first two are found in Mizmor Mem Bet, and the last one in Mizmor Mem Gimel. And Mizmor Mem Gimel, by the way, has no koteret or introduction, and is one of the ways that we see that the two are really looked upon as one. The first section, the author is recalling how he used to travel to Yerushalayim, remembering the experience with longing. Ela eskara v'eshpacha alai nafshi ke'evor basach, edadem ad beit elokim b'kol rina v'toda hamon chogeg. Oh, the things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would join the crowd and march along to the house of Hashem with elated song and the hum of praise from reveling throngs. The author is no longer able to go to Yerushalayim as he once did, and he is yearning to do so again. Pasuk Bet, Ka'ayal ta'arog alafike mayim, ken nafshi ta'arog elech Elokim. As a deer pines for flowing streams, my soul pines for you, Hashem. What is his desire? We see it articulated in Pasuk Vav, and then again in Pasuk Yud Bet, and then again in Mizmor Mem Gimel, Pasuk He, with a few variations. Ma tishtochachi nafshi vatehemi alai, hochili lelokim ki od odenu yeshuot panav. Why are you miserable, my soul? Why do you so grieve within me? Hope for Elohim, for God, that I will praise him in the salvation of his presence. In the second section, the tone of the Mizmor shifts to a complaint. Why, Hashem, did you forget me? Omra lakel sal'i, lama shechachtani, lama koder elech belachat. Let me say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk bent in gloom, oppressed by my enemies? While we do not know why the author can no longer travel and journey to Yerushalayim, we get a sense of where he is currently located. Elokai, alai nafshi tishtotach, al kenes karcha me'eretz yarden v'chermonim mehar mitzar. My God, my soul is miserable within me. Therefore, I think of you in the land of Yarden, in the Hermon range from the humble mountain. The theme of water permeates, or should I say flows, throughout the Mizmor with the idea that just as man's body needs water, man's soul needs to be close to Hashem. In the first section of Membet, we see Ke'ayal ta'arog alafi ke'mayim, ke'nafshi ta'arog elech elokim, as a deer pines for flowing streams, my soul pines for you, God. In Pasuk Gimel, Tzam'a nafshi lelokim, my soul thirsts for God, the living God. In Pasuk Dalet, Haitali dimati lechem, my tears have been my fare day and night. In Pasuk He, Ela eskerave eshpecha alai nafshi ke'evor vasach, oh, the things I remember as I pour out my soul. And in the second section of Membet, Tehom el Tehom Kore, the deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. The kol tinorecha, kol mishbarecha, vikalecha, alai avaru. Your torrents and storm waves crashed over me. The depths of the water and the waves they generate can be seen as something positive or as something negative. The Ibn Ezra sees the water as a positive image. The Mishorer recalls seeing the waves of the ocean and the water that came down the mountains as he would journey to Yerushalayim. In contrast, Rashi feels that the water represents tsarot, or troubles, that come to the author like one wave after another. The second section concludes with a pizmon, or a refrain, with a slight difference. Ma tishtochachi nafshi vatehmi alai, Hochilil Elokim ki od odenu yeshuot panav. Why are you miserable, my soul? Why do you grieve so within me? Hope for God that I will praise him in the salvation of his presence. That was Pasuk Vav. And in Pasuk Yud Bet, note the slight difference. Matish tochachi nafshi umatehmi alai. Hochilil Elokim ki od odenu yeshuot panai ve'elokai. The singular. Why are you miserable, my soul? Why do you grieve within me? Hope for God that I will yet praise him, my salvation and my God. This shift from third person in the first section to the first person in the second section. The third section of the Mizmor, which is really the beginning of Mizmor Mem Gimel, begins with a request. Shaftani Elokim v'riva rivi migoy lo chasid mi'ish mirma v'avla tefalteni. Vindicate me, God. Contend on my behalf against an ungodly nation. From treacherous, corrupt people, rescue me. Why? Ki ata elokai ma'uzi, lama zenachtani, lama koder etalech belachat oyev. For you are the God of my refuge. Why do you forsake me? Why must I walk bent about in gloom, oppressed by my enemies? In order that, continues the Meshorer in Pasuk Gimel, Shlach orcha v'amitcha, hema yenachuni, yevi'uni el har kodshecha ve'el mishkenotecha. Send forth your light and your truth, they will guide me. They will bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Why? So that pasuk talid, va'avoa el mizbeach elokim, el kel simchat gili v'odcha v'chinor elokim elokai. I will come to the altar of God, to God, my joy, my delight, and I will praise you with a lyre, God. And concludes with the same refrain, which is identical to the last pasuk in Mizmor Mem Bet, Matishtochachi nafshi umatehimi alai, hochili l'alokim, ki od odenu yeshuot panai ve'elokai. Why are you miserable, my soul? Why do you so grieve within me? Hope for God that I will yet praise him, my salvation and my God. What could be the context of this Mizmor? When was it written? For what purpose? And by whom? We clearly hear the anguish of someone who is no longer able to visit Yerushalayim. We feel his pain as he notes the mockery and the jeers that he hears from his enemies. Amos Chacham of Dat Mikra offers the following suggestions. From the geographic references, such as the Hermon and Eretz Yarden, he surmises that the author lived in the north at a time when the enemies have conquered the area. Could it be that the enemies are Aram or Ashur that we see frequently in Malachim Bet? Amos Chacham quotes his father, who dates this Mizmor to the time of Yeravam ben Nevat, the first king to rule the northern half of Israel after the death of Shlomo HaMelech, and it represents the beginning of the split that occurred after Shlomo's reign, when Shlomo's son Rehavam was ruling in the south and Yeravam in the north. Yeravam was very fearful of having anybody go down to the Beit HaMikdash, lest they want to stay there, so he actively prevented the men from going south to the Beit HaMikdash for the different regalim, establishing his own temples and even his own holidays to provide them with something else, them meaning the Jews who lived in the Northern Kingdom. So it could be our author was one of those denied the opportunity of Aliyah LeRegel and is learning for the days of yore and longing for a time when he could resume his pilgrimage. As I read this mizmor, I think on the one hand, how relatively easy it is to go to Yerushalayim for the regalim today, something we may even take for granted. And for all the ease of travel, we still have not been able to witness a true Aliyah LeRegel as the author of this mizmor had, and perhaps we don't even realize what we are missing. The language, the theme, and the recurring pizmon demonstrates how mizmor mem bet and mem gimel really are one idea. But for some reason, they were divided into two, and the division occurred early since most of the manuscripts of Tehillim clearly indicate that there are two. So we will conclude our discussion for today, and tomorrow look at verses that are used in our liturgy, our tefillot, and our piyutim. Thank you for studying together. Li'ulei Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.